to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Holy guacamole. What am I even doing here, Cheyenne?
Honestly, do you even know what the roads look like at this time anymore?
I had no idea. Up until about a week ago, we've been keeping a secret from you, Camel Nation.
It's been hard.
And now it's time to reveal it. I am filling in for the true host, who's going to be here in another week. No, it's Nico and Cheyenne!
Listen, the hardest secret I think I've ever had to keep in my entire life.
This was a tough one.
Yeah.
We were not allowed to speak of it.
Mm-mm.
We were not allowed to post about it.
Mm-mm.
And when we took our little secret photos out in the desert, and you posted a beautiful photo of yourself
in
the twilight, I was like, dang, why does she get to post that photo? Okay, yeah, I can't post a photo from that photo shoot also.
Well, also, you had a cowboy hat on, so it would have been a dead giveaway to anyone.
So for anybody that doesn't know or wasn't around, I was on this beautiful radio station 6 years ago. I hosted the morning show for about a year. And then I had the opportunity to move to a different radio station here in the Valley, which I'm still going to be on because they won't let me go.
No. They
but,
love you so
but
much.
But also, the big bosses found the need to relocate me, and I was glad to be relocated to the most fun experience I've had in radio in my entire life, which was working at Camel 107.9.
And now you're back, and we're so excited.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be with you, Superhero Cheyenne.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be with Super Producer AB Baby, who I used to work with in the mornings at Big 94.5. And I'm excited for this ride. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for blessing us with the opportunity to get together every morning and have fun, entertain the audience, and love life together.
I would have to agree. It is because of him that we are here. So this is a really great moment.
And the last people I want to thank on our first show, on our first day, is the Camel Nation. Because trust me when I tell you, if you didn't like me, I wouldn't be back here. So
that's true. That's a very good point.
Because you had one round of me. You had one shot of me, and you came back for more. So this is going to be the start of something beautiful, something fun. If you're the type of person that likes to have a few drinks, dance all night, and get loose, grab a hump and hang on, baby.
Ooh, sounds so good when you say it.
Yeah. All right. First show. Let's go. 2025, January 15th is going to go down in infamy. We're here, and we're here to have fun. So let's do it, Camel Nation.
Let's go.
You know how they say when you're on a first date, you got the giddies?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling right now.
I definitely have first date butterflies.
Like you're doing a little extra laughing.
Yeah.
You're making sure that person is appreciated on their first date.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for laughing at all my stupidity.
Well, you know what? You're welcome. It's kind of a long task, but we're here for it.
Oh, dang.
I'm just joking.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Starting today, hump day on Camel 107.9. We are your maestros of the party from here on out.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of fun stuff planned for the show. We're trying out new things. I solicited some responses to a question on my social media recently, and I was like, hey, if I give you the opportunity to kind of blow up somebody's spot on the radio, would you like to do it and contact me? So I got a bunch of submissions of people saying, yes, I want to blow up somebody's spot. I've got parents tattling on their kids.
Love that.
I've got sibling rivalries happening, co-workers, and it's going to be called Nico Breaks the News. So I'm just going to call these people straight up, and I'm going to tell them the bad news or good news. The majority of it's going to be bad news.
I love that.
So I'm going to be the mouthpiece of whoever wants to get grimy with their friends, their coworkers, their siblings, whoever it is. I don't care.
Calling people out.
I don't discriminate when it comes to blowing up somebody's spot. It's called Nico Breaks the News. Stick around.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico Breaks the News.
Camel Country 107.9.
I love a little sibling rivalry.
Same. And it's the best.
So these two sisters are always in competition. And let's just say that one of them is going to lose that competition in Nico Breaks the News.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
All right, let's call Carrie.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carrie?
This is Carrie. Who's this?
Hi, Carrie. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have some news from your sister Hannah for you.
Hannah? Like, what? Why would Hannah be sending... Like, why wouldn't Hannah just call me?
Well, she wanted me to break the bad news, Carrie. Are you putting two and two together now?
Wait a second. I mean, is she okay?
She wanted me to tell you that you need to go back to culinary school because your lasagna was terrible last night.
Wait, what?
She said... What? It had a real charred flavor because it was burnt.
Okay, like,
that's okay. Not a good quality to have in lasagna.
So, I left it in the oven for like a little bit longer. But, I mean, it was still
charred.
Edible. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Charred flavor.
It was not char flavored. She just being overdramatic.
According to your sister Hannah, she reached out to us. My name's Nico. From Nico Breaks the News.
Yeah, I know you're Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Thank you.
She also went on to say you need to clean your apartment before having guests over.
Stop it. No, she didn't. My apartment was clean. I tidied up.
Did you clean up or did you tidy up? There's a difference. There's a difference, Carrie.
It was presentable.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. On Camel 107.9.
I think if you have to defend that it's presentable, it probably wasn't presentable.
It was presentable. You were not there. Look, Nico and Cheyenne, you want to come over? I will show you how presentable my apartment is.
I mean, I'll come over to see your apartment, but I probably won't eat your lasagna.
Hey, Carrie, as a rule of thumb.
That's your thumb, boss. Here's a good lasagna.
As a rule of thumb, after you are done cooking a meal for people that you have over, put the dishes away. Clean up. Do not leave a sink full of dishes, okay? That's all I have to say. That's my peace out.
What? I didn't leave all the dishes in the sink. What am I supposed to do? Clean while, like, they're still there? Like, that seems a little rude.
No, clean before they get there. What aren't you getting about this?
There were no dishes in the sink. I had the dishes already done. What? She's lying to you guys. She's being super overdramatic.
Carrie, do you have a message live on the radio to your sister Hannah right now?
Hannah, stop being overdramatic or I'll start calling you out on the radio. My goodness. You don't think she's got skeletons in her closet?
Feel free. You can unload on your sister.
I don't think she wants her new boyfriend to know how untidy she can be at home.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Simple question for you. Are neighborhood apps getting out of hand?
Yes.
I don't know about your neighborhood, but like my neighborhood app right now, it's kind of like a spinoff of Tinder. Like I've got a handful of people who regularly will like post pictures of themselves and be like, "So what's everybody doing tonight? What do we do? Where do we go?" And I'm just like, ugh.
Like what is happening right now? It started on Facebook. I'm in a group on Facebook for my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, same.
It's called Neighbor to Neighbor. That's our Facebook group.
Aww.
And then it turned into the neighborhood app. And now we have an app for neighbors to tattle on each other anonymously.
You can't
get
rid of it.
And then now we have a Ring. The Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
With video. So now we get the neighborhood app with a video feature.
Which makes it just better. Because then there's video proof of whatever it is you're complaining about.
That is true.
Yeah.
I can't make up stories anymore.
I will take that over what I got going on any day of the week.
I have to provide video evidence. And it's very helpful.
It is, though.
But I liked it, Cheyenne, when it was back in the day. And it was the neighborhood app or it was a Facebook group. And like a little old lady down the block would say, "I had a visitor today." And she would post like a photo of like a cardinal like chirp chirping in her front yard.
That's what it should be for.
that's what it's all about.
It's not for this.
No.
But I was on my neighborhood app the other day, yesterday actually, and I saw the sweetest post.
Oh, I love this.
That made me go, this is what this is for.
Yes.
Okay. So it was this grandma, and she, I copy and pasted it so I could give you a direct quote. You ready? She said, "Looking for someone to teach me how to work a controller and play Minecraft. I'll pay $15 an hour, tax free.
Oh,
I want to surprise my grandson."
Are you kidding
me? Get out of here. I don't know how to play Minecraft, but I'll teach you because that is so cute.
I am heavy deep into Minecraft because my son is 7 and that's all he does.
It's all mine
on his iPad.
Yeah.
Just imagining this little grandma surprising, showing up in his like lobby in saying, "Hi, Timothy, it's Grandma.
It's Nana."
And him being like, "Wait, Nana is a real character on Minecraft?" "No, it's really me."
Mind blown. I just imagine them just like sitting in the living room.
Oh.
Just sitting next
just
to
sitting
each other.
There having tea.
Having tea, crumpets.
"Hey, Grandma, you look tired. Why don't you lay down in my Minecraft bed?"
Yeah, I just love it. Like, that was very heartwarming.
Those
for
are
me.
Really, really good.
But other than that, neighborhood apps completely out of hand.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
Ooh, I saw a car crash on the way in on Happy Valley Road. This was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
"There was a crash on 43rd and Happy Valley Road. I hope everyone's okay."
That's it?
That was it.
No. Those are inside thoughts.
Those are the alerts that on my neighborhood
those
app.
Those are inside head thoughts, not outside on the app thoughts.
So please, people, neighborhood app with discretion, okay? All right, Cheyenne, I want you to actually read some of these when we come back.
Okay, right? I'll pull it up. I'm give you a deep dive into my neighborhood app because it's interesting.
All right, stick around, Camel Nation. There is too much technology in the world right now. I liked it back in the day where there were no cameras catching things in the neighborhoods. I mean, I guess it's good for like theft and stuff like that and bad stuff going on, but what is happening? There's too much sharing happening in the neighborhoods.
I don't think it's like the technology and the Ring doorbells and stuff. I think it's the ability to share it just while willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no regulation.
There's no regulation.
It's just, you got the app, you can post it. And I don't think that everybody should have the ability to post.
Exactly.
Send it to like the group founder and let them decide if they're going to post this.
Right. The HOA should not have access to what's going on in the neighborhood this closely.
Yeah. I'm not here for
it. I feel like you're ratting on yourselves.
Right? Like, you guys are the problem.
Yes.
So.
All right. So what do you got? What's some good ones?
Well, first of all, right now, can I just address the fact that keep your dogs inside and locked up? Like, the amount of dogs that are out and lost is insane.
Why is that such a thing?
I don't know.
Found this little guy roaming the streets today.
Yeah, and what? It's like every other post, and it makes me really sad.
I did see a rogue tortoise about 6 months ago,
Rogue tortoise?
It was a rogue tortoise. It was on the sidewalk, and I took a photo of it, and I posted it on the Nextdoor app, and I was like, hey, guys, anyone missing a tortoise?
Someone come get your tort?
I have it here at my house. I don't want to keep it.
Did somebody come get it?
Somebody got it, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, someone was getting yard work done, and they have a tortoise enclosure, and it snuck out. So.
Oh, they are pretty sneaky, though. Yeah. Tortoises will go. Also, maybe just call your doctor. Here's one. This is from Cynthia. She said, "My daughter just had a baby a few days ago. He got this on his neck behind his ear. Any moms have experienced this? Call the doctor."
What?
Why would you go to?
We want medical advice from the neighborhood.
What is
app?
Happening?
That is wild, right there.
Stephanie posted one day ago. "Okay, seriously, did anyone else's house just shake or sound like something bumped the walls from the inside?"
Oh, that's a good one,
bro. That's an inside the house problem. What are you talking about,
Stephanie? That's your husband. He ate too many beans last night. That's why your walls are shaking.
Oh, here you go. Alexis posted, "What do you do with a TV that hardly works? Need to get rid of it."
Yeah, get rid of it, Alexis.
Get rid of it.
Anybody need a TV that barely works?
Frank posted, "Jeep drivers are starting to make me question if you need to be diagnosed with a learning disability before you're able to buy one."
Jeep drivers are a certain type of person. I will agree with him
on
that.
But why is that on the neighborhood app?
Because
that's a Facebook post to your
friends.
This
is where they chit-chat. It's on the neighborhood app. So
I don't understand.
I love those.
And now I got a deep dive. But why? Somebody commented, "But why? I love my Jeep, and it's been alive for 22 years.
See? That's a great Jeep.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
When I walk into Target, I'm very Target focused. I am there for one reason only, and it's probably deodorant. And then I walk out because they have
You're
a great selection.
You're definitely a dude. Because that's not how females Target.
I don't
at all.
I don't meander in Target.
Oh, really?
I can meander in several stores, but Target, for some reason, they just don't have anything I'm interested in.
I mean, honestly, though, that kind of makes sense when you explain it that way.
Yeah, it's like, not like
I
I'm
can
going
meander
clothing
in
shopping in Target. But as of recently, I did buy a shirt at Target.
We'll see.
Maybe I'm a Target guy now?
Maybe.
Well, Target has decided to do something to entice a wider variety of customers.
Or appease people who don't really want to go to Target, but are forced to go to Target.
There we go.
It gives you a reason to go.
Would you consider going on a date to Target? Hey, what do you say? Me, you, Target?
Done.
Tomorrow?
Yes, I'll be there.
So Target is now introducing bars at several locations, and they are going to include on their list of offerings the Targarita.
Stop it. I don't drink all that much, but you put a good margarita in front of me and I will drink it. And then I'll get another one.
Who has an issue with a Targarita?
I don't have any issue with a Targarita. And if it's not red, I'll be upset. It needs to be red.
It needs to.
It has to be
red. It's got
to
fit the theme completely.
Strawberry,
yeah.
Maybe watermelon.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to distract you from doing your actual shopping?
No, it's going to make you spend more.
This is definitely a ploy to get you to spend more.
Yeah.
And make worse decisions.
I'm all about it. Let's be honest. Restaurants themselves make like 80% of their income from their alcohol sales. Target is getting smart.
Yes.
They're getting smarget.
All I know is people go in sober to Target for one thing and leave with $300 worth of items. So now imagine with a little alcohol in your system.
Yeah. You feel a little loosey-goosey.
When I first moved to New Jersey, I found a salon. It was very guy-oriented. There was sports on the TVs. And I was like, ooh, I like the vibe of this place. I can get my hair cut here. I sit down. They put the little cape over my front end. The front cape. The frape.
Frape.
I don't know what you call a front cape.
It's just a cape. We know what it is.
So they put the frape on me. And then this lovely young lady walked up to me and said, hey, do you want a drink? I went, what do you mean? She said, we have a full bar. You can have beer, wine, you can have a cocktail. And I was like, I would love a cocktail right now while I'm getting my hair cut. It was the best experience of my life.
See, that makes me nervous, that specifically, because like hair flies. Like, did they put lids on it?
I don't recall. This was like 30, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that would not fly for me.
But I don't remember I don't remember drinking hair. I think I was pretty good. Yeah. Like, hey, hold up. Need to take it. And then you move it away. And then away.
That is kind of nice.
My point is that alcohol, for me, makes experiences a little more exciting.
Well, then you will very much enjoy this.
I love it.
I'm not a big drinker anymore. So
I'm a Targanista now.
Look at you go.
We know you're cruising, Camel Nation. Whether you're on the 202, the 51, the 17.
Well, if you're on the 17, you probably aren't cruising. You're probably sitting
still. You're probably stuck in. And if you're on the 303 right now.
Lucky you. You are cruising.
What are you doing way out there?
It's beautiful out there.
It is.
I actually really, if it wasn't so far away from work, I would live out there.
It is very scenic.
Yeah.
Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. And we want to do a little more investigating about these Targaritas. I regret to inform you that the story we just told about Target having a bar.
It's not true.
It's fake.
And I'm really upset about it. Out of all of the things we could like could report on this morning, that's the one that's not true.
That's such a fun story. They're going to put bars in Target. Let's tell the Camel Nation about it.
Husbands were about to be happy everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
False.
It was just too good to be true.
Really unfortunate.
It was absolutely. So
really
if you're just tuning in at 7:03 a.m. on a Wednesday going, what the hell is happening at Camel Country 107.9? We started a new morning show this morning at 6 o'clock. It's Nico and Cheyenne. You may have a little recollection of me being on Camel Country like 5 years ago. I hosted the show for a year, and then I was relegated to a different radio station. It was not my choosing, but I'm back, and I'm so excited to be here. And I love this team. It's going to be so fun.
It is a phenomenal team.
So, guys, if you know, if you're a little cranky pants about it, sorry.
We're still here.
We're going to be here for a little while, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming along on this camel ride.
So grab a hump and hang on.
Yeah, let's go. Well, 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 would you look at this? The hotline is ringing. We got special guests on the phone. Thank you for joining us this morning, Matt, Gabe, Captain Ron, the afternoon show here on Camel Country 107.9.
Hey!
It is an honor to be on with the number one morning show in the country genre in Arizona right now.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds so nice.
I love that.
Also very specific.
You've only been on for an hour. You guys are already number one. I love it.
Yeah. You know, it's the power of Nico and Cheyenne.
Yes.
We just skyrocketed.
You know, we've had a lot of positive responses so far on the phones, on the text line, and on social media with one guy. One exception
that
to the
one
rule.
Guy.
Why has he got to poop on the party, Matt? He sees all these positive notes of like, oh, yeah, we're so excited. Oh, guys, welcome back, blah, blah, blah. And then there's one guy who doesn't read the room.
Honestly, I'm surprised there's not more than one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's done.
I mean, change is scary. People don't like change. We all know that. But I would tell you all, before you fire off something negative to these two, you realize that none of the decisions that were made for them to be in the studio together were made by them.
Yeah.
And so these are just two people working hard, doing the deal, trying to entertain you. So take it easy before you say something mean.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, what Matt said.
What Matt? Dang, Matt. Do you want to be our PR person?
Like Matt just dadded everyone.
I only take 7%.
That's reasonable. My wife takes 100%.
Oh, trust me. I have one of those too, Nico. But Cheyenne, are you worried? Because it's been a minute since Nico's been in country radio. Are you a little bit worried about his country knowledge?
Is he so city now?
Yeah, I mean, he's urban.
Given the fact that we did an entire photo shoot and Nico had on sneakers and a cowboy hat, I'm a little concerned.
Red flag. Oh, boy.
They were Southwestern-inspired sneakers, okay?
They were. They were. They had a little bit of felt or something on them. I don't know.
Nico, we don't want to take all your landscape. You guys got brilliant things to do, but how about a quick country quiz to make sure you're ready for this assignment?
Oh, I appreciate that. Please allow yourself to expose me in front of the entire audience.
All right. Post Malone collaborated with Morgan Wallen for his first top 10 country single. What is the name of this song?
I got some help.
I got some help. Hand it to me if you know anybody else. I got some help. Yeah,
you knew it. It was in your brain.
Yeah.
All right. Nico only. The CMA Awards are an annual event honoring achievements in country music. What does CMA stand for, Nico?
Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
No.
Association.
Oh. A waste association?
They were so positive.
Wait, you didn't know either?
I thought it was awards, too.
No, that's the name of the association.
Otherwise, it would be the Country Music Awards.
Yeah, Abe knows.
Abe got it.
Yeah, that would have been
Abe.
Whoops.
Well, I'm doing awesome so far.
Well, both of us are
right.
One for two.
We had five, but we're going to spare you the agony. We're going to do three. Here's your last one.
Uh-huh.
Carrie Underwood is married to a famous athlete named Mike Fisher. Nico, what sport did he play?
Definitely hockey, because I knew she was a hockey loving girl.
Okay. There it is.
Guys, I know this stuff.
You got it. You know your twangers, bro.
Your twangers.
Hey, well, that's all the time we have with Matt, Gabe, and Ron.
Well, that was fun.
Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate you.
Well, we're so happy you guys are together and you're here. Nico, welcome to the, you know, we've only been in the family like, what, a couple of weeks, guys?
Yeah.
So we're taking off here together, so we really appreciate you guys.
Nico, I think I was an intern back in the day when you did mornings on Camel, and, you know, I think you weren't given your full platform, so I just got to say, I've been here for your crazy ride, and it's cool to see you back on the hump ride.
She's saying is you're old. She was an intern.
Is that what you got out of that? Because I got Nico, you were such an inspiration to me. And no, thank you so much. That was very sweet of you, Gabe. And I'm looking forward to taking this ride with everybody. We're going to be full team on deck at Camel Country 107.9 for 2025. Yeah!
Yay! Let's go!
You guys have fun. Thanks for letting us crash your party.
Yeah.
Come back anytime.
Never.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. What do you do tomorrow?
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Ti thelis nasupo.
Yes, that's Greek to me. I have no idea.
That means, what would you like me to say in Greek?
Literally anything at this point. You might not know this if you're new here, but like Nico's Greek. Like
I am Greek.
Like first generation American Greek.
Listen, when I'm doing my dad's accent, it's because that's the way he sounds.
Yes. Like your parents are from Greece.
Here in 1964. 8, I believe. He was 18 years old. Yeah.
That's wild.
He speaks like this. Nico, I am very happy for your new job at Camel Country 107.9.
I love that so much. And I, so because you don't say it very often or speak it very often, I had no idea until yesterday that you were bilingual.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fluently bilingual.
Yeah, Baba, bam. My fluency meter is about at, like, 60, 65%.
See, to me, I think if you can get by at 65%, oh, that's pretty by. Fluent.
I can fool people.
Yeah, that's pretty fluent.
Like, they'll
to
be
me.
Like, oh, you're Greek. And I'm like, yeah, well, my parents, yeah. My dad was born in Greece. My mother was born here. Both from two sets of Greek parents.
Because Greeks only marry Greeks, and then they make more Greek babies.
Exactly.
I only know that
from
my
blood is 100% olive oil. 100%.
That's amazing. I think it's cool. I have always wanted to be bilingual. I've just never stuck with it long enough. But now that I know that you're bilingual, I want to be bilingual.
Well, maybe you should learn Greek.
Then we could talk we to could each other.
As if that we're not speaking together right now.
But we could speak Greek.
But seriously,
together.
It was forced on me. 100%. I was one of those kids where after school, I would have to go to, as my friends would call it, geek school, because it was Greek school.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, once a week.
I need you to know that My Big Fat Greek Wedding is one of my favorite movies. It is one of my guilty pleasures.
It is a great movie.
I watch it all the time. And the reason I say that is because Greek school is a big part of the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Greek school is a thing?
Yeah, it was forced on me, but thankfully, I'm very blessed to know this other language now.
Yeah, so fascinating.
So, what language would you approach?
I want to pick a place to travel to and then learn that language. Like, I'm coming to you. I want to speak your language.
You said that you're interested in going to Italy one day.
Yeah, I would love to go to Italy.
Maybe Italiano.
Maybe I can say spiacente. It means I'm sorry. I know that.
Spiacente. You got to throw some accent on it.
I don't know.
So, almost
I. I would
Italians
like to learn
have, like,
something.
The coolest cadence. It always sounds like they're like singing.
I know.
Like
it's very in rhythm.
Buongiorno, Cheyenne.
Maybe I'll learn Greek just so that you and I can talk. And when your parents come, I can come talk to your dad.
If you surprised me one morning and you were like, Calimera, Nico. And I was like, wait, what?
Well, I can't do that tomorrow. So I guess I'm going to have to wait.
That means good morning.
I assumed as much.
So we can start there.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do little things. You can be my teacher.
I'm curious because I'm sure a lot of people get that itch where you're an adult, but you're kind of like curious about expanding your horizons a little bit. 602-894-5653. Are you an adult that wants to be educated? Cheyenne recently found out that I'm bilingual.
I had no idea.
And all you want to do now is experience a new side of life and learn a new skill.
I do. Right next to only hearing you speak Greek. That would be great.
Well, this is a totally different angle of education here. My girl Jackie's on the phone in Chandler. Jackie, what did you learn how to do?
I learned how to bake.
Bake? Like bake or like bake?
No.
Because like you could put like a chicken bake in the oven, right? And it would be okay. But like, did you like learn how to bake like the brownies and the cookies and the cakes?
Yeah, like the pastries and the cakes and the pies.
Confections.
Yes.
Plus, I'm obsessed with the Great British Baking Show.
Ah, you my girl, Jackie. Love that.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much, and I've been watching it for a long time, and I'm like, I wish I, and plus my family bakes. My grandma is so good, and my mom, and I just never sort of entered that arena.
Uh-huh.
You know, I always appreciated it, and sort of like watched it from the sidelines, but I was like, you know what, I want to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel now that I am, like, I can call myself, I'm not the best yet, but I can call myself a baker.
I love that for you, Jackie.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And if there's ever a skill that you want to go through the trial and error period, that's baking.
That's definitely baking. As also a baker, I can say that there is a lot of trial and error.
For sure.
In that realm.
I like to wake and bake.
Wake up and bake something.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy for breakfast. What do you guys think? Get your mind out of the weeds.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
Cookies in the oven.
Well, Jackie, I can't wait to try your jelly rolls. Jackie's jelly rolls.
Yeah, bring us some.
Jelly rolls. Okay, that'll be next on the list. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. It's Nico and Cheyenne. When I grew up in Detroit, Cheyenne, there was a Chinese dish called almond chicken. Boneless almond chicken.
I have boneless almond chicken. Okay.
It was called boneless because they didn't have bones in it. You could figure that out, right? Yeah. It was mainly chicken breast meat, and it was prepared in a way where it was kind of like consistent of a katsu, where it was like fried chicken, but also they would cut it in a way, and it had this almond sauce that you'd put on top of it. It was fantastic.
It sounds delightful.
It doesn't exist outside of Detroit.
Oh.
Or as far as I've tried to find it.
It doesn't exist as the dish or as well?
The dish. I've never found it again.
Okay.
When I go home to Detroit, I always go to Chinese food and get that boneless almond chicken because it's bangarang, Rufio.
Okay.
Bangarang. In New York City, they have something called the New York Egg Roll, which is literally the size of a Coke can.
That sounds scrumptious.
So when I order Chinese food here in the Valley and I order spring rolls or egg rolls, they're always these little like taquito looking things. And I'm like, what is this? I need like a monster egg roll.
Yeah.
So one place that we have found, though, which is up by my son's karate studio in Cave Creek, actually has a New York-style egg roll, and it's huge and delicious.
I'm going to have to venture out there because that sounds so good.
So amazing.
I am starving as we speak, so...
All right, sounds good.
There is a place, my mom and I actually were just talking about this the other day, because when you're gone away for so long... from things that you love and you grew up on, you miss them.
Those are the things you miss about home, for
sure. Yeah, certain foods. And there are certain foods in good old Moxie that I cannot find anywhere else for the love of me, to the exquisiteness that it is back home. And it's the most plainest thing, and I swear to everybody, when I tell you, I cannot find a deli burrito.
A deli
anywhere.
Burrito. Explain, please, because Lord knows, here in AZ, we have the most elite Mexican food. What makes this deli burrito special?
I couldn't tell you what makes it special, but I can tell you it's not a burrito.
Okay.
It's like a deep-fried bean and cheese burrito.
Oh, it's deep-fried.
I'm talking like from the freezer section type burrito.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they do with it. I don't know what kind of oil they fry it in. I don't know.
It's super crispy.
It's so crispy and so delicious. And then they give you the packets of taco sauce.
And what's in this deli burrito you speak of?
It's just bean and cheese.
Just bean and cheese.
It's refried beans.
How hard would this be to recreate, though?
You would think it's not that hard, but it is. The only place that I have found really that comes close is like the Safeway Deli, where they have like, you know, the corn dogs and then the chicken strips and then they have burritos.
The pre-made food, yeah.
Yeah, pre-made. It's not, they don't sit there at the Moxie Market and make these burritos. They just fry them. And I cannot find one that hits the way that these burritos hit back home.
And you won't.
I won't.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
I will never forget going to Denver for the very first time in my life. Never been there before. We were on a road trip. We stopped there. The best burrito at that time that I had was out of a cooler outside of the Colorado Avalanche Arena. This woman was selling burritos, and they were bean and cheese.
Yeah.
It was super simple. And I was like, oh my. Maybe I was also drunk.
Bean and cheese.
I was pretty drunk. So, you know, your food. Your food satiation is a little different.
It is.
A couple beers deep.
Also hungover, because these bean and cheese burritos from Moxie Market hit different when you're hungover.
So there you go, folks. If you travel outside of your safe space to find the food that you love, you won't find it.
You're not going to. It's never going to hit the same. It just won't.
But then again, a Oaxaca special from Carolina's. I only expect to get that from Carolina's.
What is a Oaxaca special?
Oh, it's a breakfast burrito. I can't.
That sounds honestly, like a loogie.
Breakfast burrito. It's just a burrito.
Just a burrito.
We were just eating at breakfast
eat it
time
in the morning.
It's a bean and cheese burrito, but also with potato and chorizo.
Oh, see, that does sound bomb.
Oh, okay. Well,
the name sounds like a loogie.
We need...
but it sounds good.
Oh, dang!
When you describe it, it sounds really
Oaxaca
great.
Oaxaca is it's a city in Mexico. Anyway, we're gonna go get those right now. Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on Camel Country 107.9.
You can find us right here.
We will be here for you, sharing the love with you. And we got a phone call. So who is this?
My name is Samantha.
Samantha, what are you up to this morning?
Well, I was driving my kid to school.
Oh, nice.
I was calling because I've been listening this morning, and a couple things I wanted to hit on was that, so I grew up in Michigan, mm-hmm. on the other side of the state from Detroit.
Love it.
You guys are talking about Nico knowing Greek.
Yeah.
And my great-grandfather was full-blood Polish.
Whoa, nice.
And my great-grandmother was full-blood Native American.
Oh, wow, what a combination.
Right?
I know.
Wow.
So I've always wanted to learn Polish and go to Poland. And I've always wanted to learn Native American.
You should do both of those things, all three of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm picturing like a combination of a Polish girl, like blonde hair, blue eyed, right?
Stunning.
And then like with Native American qualities, like beautiful skin. And
yeah.
You're beautiful, aren't you? I'm getting a beautiful vibe from you.
She's like, I am.
I
it's true.
Dark hair and darker skin. Wow. I'm not. It's pretty cool. I like it. I like knowing that.
It's very cool that you're trying to experience everything from both cultures, though.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Which are
yeah.
very different. Like,
yeah.
Drastically different. So cool.
They are. They are. It's pretty cool.
So. That's awesome.
Well, hey, thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate it. And now you are required to tune in every morning
yep.
from 6 to 10 for the rest of your life.
Well, for the near future, I'll be driving my kids to school every morning.
Well, we'll be with you every morning.
Love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
This never works to my advantage.
Okay.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Allow me to explain. I order dinner from a delivery service probably once a week for the fam. I'll hook it up. And once a week, our delivery order gets messed up somehow.
Mm.
Either I get somebody else's order. I've had that happen.
Oh, that's wild.
Somebody literally dropped off a Federico's from... It's had somebody else's name and everything. I'm like, wait, you missed the mark on so many different ways in this.
There was multiple red flags here. Yeah.
I won't get the order at all. It'll say delivered. And I'm like, wait.
Where?
What? This happens all the time. Yeah. It's a problem.
I equally have that same problem because my house does not show up on Apple Maps. It does not exist. So they will deliver it to the house that is not my house, take a picture of it, and as the confirmed delivery with the house number in the background. Bro, I'm sorry. So in COVID, I worked for DoorDash.
Yeah.
Okay. I know how the system works.
Oh, wow.
It's not that hard to match up the number on the house with the number on the app.
Hey, Cheyenne, apparently it is that hard.
I know.
Because it is very common.
It happens
And it
all
happened
the time.
To Abe recently.
Yeah, so last night I got somebody else's order. And
you were the recipient of the errant
yeah,
delivery.
Did you order some food?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. The delivery guy just dropped off a little present to you.
Yeah.
Like Santa.
If I hadn't seen him in the window, it would have sat out there all night, too.
Oh, so it was not a ring the doorbell situation either.
It was one of those leave it at my doorstep ones.
What?
And,
yeah.
I don't have a ring cam or anything. So I'm sitting there working on the couch and I see somebody walk up to my door. I'm like, okay. And then he walked away without knocking. So I went and checked. And yeah, there was a.
Also,
nice little treat.
Why don't they ring the doorbell?
Well, it depends on the delivery instructions.
Yeah. It's all about the instructions.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be standard to ring the doorbell? And then the delivery instructions would tell you, hey, specifically, don't ring the doorbell because I have a sleeping kid or
I've
whatever.
I've done that when I order, like, treats after the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
Don't ring the doorbell.
Yeah, but standard, it should be ring the doorbell.
At least ring it, even if it's contactless.
I feel like they know most people are following along.
They drop the food off to your doorstep for somebody else. What was it?
It was Chick-fil-A.
Yum, and, you lucky duck.
It's a pretty basic menu. There's almost nothing that they could have possibly ordered that I wouldn't like.
Yeah.
So like, even though it wasn't my order, I'm like, okay, what
everything
do I do
is
here?
Bomb from Chick-fil-A.
What did you do? Did you keep it? It's
no.
okay if you kept it.
Well, no, it's not.
I'm not going to judge you. Like, I'm not going to. Is it okay? No, but I'm not going to judge you.
Okay,
for
if like the bag would have had like an address like 5 miles away and it was that bad of a mistake, maybe I would have kept it. But it was my neighbor like 3 doors down.
Oh,
I know the guy.
Okay.
So like, I clearly saw his name and the address, and I was like, all right. So I went and just.
You dropped it. You dropped, delivered it for him.
Did
he give you a tip?
I did. I didn't even get a tip. Not even
a
nug. I was like, can I get like a nug or two?
He gave you nothing?
I didn't see him face to face.
Can I get a terrible Chick-fil-A fry?
I put it on his doorstep. I gave him a little knock.
First of all,
I dipped off.
No. You said a terrible Chick-fil-A fry. No.
Yeah, they're not very good.
You know. Yeah. I'll fight.
They're not very good.
Yeah, I will fight you.
Get out of here.
My only beef with their waffle fries is that they're so huge that a large has like eight in it.
That is my beef,
too. But they're good. Like, if you get them hot and fresh, they're good. Let's not make this a thing.
Yeah, let's not go down this road.
I know you hate In-N-Out fries. This is not that.
I don't like In-N-Out fries.
Delivery fails, and Chick-fil-A fries are a fail. But aside from that, we want to hear about your delivery fails. Now, whether it was somebody, maybe you kept a big, like maybe there was like a delivery of a, for a family of 10. Like you got like five pizzas delivered and like a couple hoagies or whatever you want to call them.
Hoagies. From the Wawa.
From the Wawa. Did you get that? 602-894-5653. Tell us about your delivery fails. The Chick-fil-A fairy dropped a package on Abe's front doorstep.
But it wasn't for him, which is really unfortunate.
It wasn't my pillow.
What delivery service were you using?
I mean, it wasn't my order, so I don't know what they used.
You didn't have a problem with your order.
Yeah.
Somebody else had a problem.
You had a problem with giving back somebody's order.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I did. I didn't have a problem. Well, I kind of did. It was the slowest walk of all time. a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, dark thoughts.
Do I do this as you're smelling the waffle fries and that pickled chicken?
It's happened to me. I got the notification. Your pizza was delivered. And I'm like, wait, my pizza's not.
Yeah. My pizza was here. Delivered, not to me.
I've been on that side of it, too.
Yeah.
It's not here, bro. So we need to rectify this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Cheyenne, what is the Camel Nation saying with these delivery services?
There is a text on here that I am insanely jealous of because I am a fan of this restaurant. An errant delivery to the 602. I had a Panda Express feast delivered to my house on accident.
Ooh.
I kept it. Not gonna lie, it lasted me a week.
Yeah! I say that's a win.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because you know the people who didn't get their order either complained, they got a refund, or they got another order delivered.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win situation. And it's not like they can return, you can't return it.
Yeah.
Like once it ends up in your house, like you're not gonna return it to the restaurant. Or
I'm
whatever.
Also not gonna waste my time and my money to walk it. I think like Abe, he knew the person was around the corner, so that makes absolute sense. Like if it was my next door neighbor,
it was even closer than that. Like it wasn't even around a corner.
Like it was just like straight shot.
It's out and to the left. Like
what happens
20 feet.
When you bring the food inside and he peeks out looking for the delivery guy because he just got a notification it was delivered and he sees you with the bag of food?
That was my only fear about returning it. Is like what if he has a Ring cam and he sees me and thinks I'm taking his food and not leaving his food.
Yeah.
And then he opens the door real quick and I'm like, hey, it's just me. They dropped it off at my house.
See, I actually have an answer for this exact predicament because I deal with this because my house always has issues getting delivery and it goes to my neighbors who have a Ring camera.
Yes.
And I have to take it, right? Like I go get it and I take it.
Yeah.
So every time I walk up to the door, I'm like, hey, it's me again. I'm not taking your food because you know you didn't deliver anything. It's mine.
Yeah.
And then I walk away.
Jeez.
But I always fear my other neighbors who I don't know, who have no idea that my house doesn't show up on the app. It's the other neighbors I fear are judging me because they think I'm stealing people's food.
You got to put notes up all across in your neighborhood.
I know.
My name is Cheyenne. I live in that house over there. If you get something delivered to your house with my name on it, it's not your food.
I will come and take it. But like, what is the distance threshold to take food to your neighbor? Right? Like Abe's was literally next door.
If you need to actually physically put on shoes, it's too far for me.
I'm not doing it.
It's too far for me.
Abe was way too nice.
If it's like I can get away with it with some house slippers on, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
How do
y'all
sleep at night?
But if I have to get dressed,
yes.
If I have to put a layer on, it's not happening.
God forbid.
Your food is mine.
It's mine now. My stomach is where it lives.
Y'all are evil.
Sorry. These sports people. I said people. These sports fans are getting out of control. Now, I'm not one of these guys that doesn't like sports, mind you, but I saw a video on social media of this guy throwing what looked like a bowl right through his television after his team lost the game.
That's too much for me. That's a little too out of pocket for me. I'm not a thrower of things.
Now, granted, you can get a pretty decent TV nowadays at Walmart for like $150. That's $150 that I'm not willing to burn.
Exactly.
Because my team lost.
If I didn't have enough money to buy a ticket to go to the game, I'm not spending money to break my TV. Nah, like, exactly. It's not going to happen.
How many broken TVs I'd have from the last 30 years?
I'm telling you.
Abe just would stop getting TVs.
No, that's why.
Cardinals fans in general would be supplying the entire purchasing of televisions
in the,
for the past
in the
90s, 20 years.
They would have only been listening to games on the radio.
I just don't understand how you get... And I also love the guys who are like, my team... who like use it in a possessive way so it seems like we like they're on the
we
like
have a game
bro
tonight.
Are you getting paid by the organization? Are you on the squad? Because when I look up the starting lineup, I don't see your name. So why are you so devoted?
Yeah, the why is the interesting take. I am truly fascinated by their love for something that has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, well,
truly. Well. It has nothing to do with you.
The fan is an extension of the team. And right. I will consider it having to do with the fandom. Like even the Seattle Seahawks call their
12th man. Yeah.
So they make them a part of the team.
Yeah.
Which I like that. And I get being passionate about your teams, but like the extremes that people go through. Like if you're creating an entire room in your house.
Sports man caves are crazy because memorabilia is so expensive.
Yeah.
If you do it right, that price tag goes up real fast.
Exactly. And you kind of only can invite people that are fans of that team to your man cave.
Oh, no, that's not how that works. You know how many spots I've been to where I'm just like disgusted by the walls? You still got the food and the experience is still pretty good usually.
You got to deal with that. Or if you design your whole vehicle in like the color of your team and maybe you put a logo on it. Or if you have a vanity plate that says like, go Bucks.
Right.
I would do a D-backs a vanity plate.
You would do that?
But I wouldn't do it like the lettering wouldn't be custom. It was just, I would just have a D-backs license plate.
Oh, right.
That's something I would
not
do.
Not the actual lettering.
But not
numbers,
the lettering.
Right,
okay. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. But you get a pass for that one.
Okay, thank you.
I never really had much to root for growing up in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're a big hockey fan, maybe. Aside from that, like maybe the Pistons and the Lions. But what about the guys who... actually love the team so much that they get a tattoo of the logo.
Yeah, there's a, I saw that over the weekend actually. There's a Ravens player who this season was getting a tattoo with every Ravens win. And so they went over the weekend. Wow. So he was on the sideline after the game and his girlfriend, who's a tattoo artist, was tattooing a new Ravens tattoo on
his
leg. On live TV.
I saw a whole montage of Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, in the Super Bowl on this guy's arm.
That's,
and I'm like,
that's too much for me.
Yo, take it easy.
I don't
Niners
love anything
fans.
That much. No.
So I want to find out who are the loonies? Come on, it's okay. We'll all be loony together. 602-894-5653. 602-894-KMLE. Call us up and tell us how far you've gone for your team. We're talking about sports fanatics, people that go above and beyond.
I don't judge sports fanatics. I think y'all have a passion that some people could borrow from.
I judge them heavily. I think it's childish. I think it's ridiculous. That being said, Jeremy in Mesa. Jeremy, so you're a D-backs fan.
Huge Dimebacks fan.
I love that for you.
Love Dimebacks.
We love him too. So how far did your fanaticism get? What did you do?
So we have three children, and first two are boys, and we named them Kurt and Randy.
like after Randy Johnson?
You named your kids after players, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that deeper than a tattoo with somebody's name on it? Naming your kid after the players?
I think that's the most honored thing that you could do.
Yeah, it's respect
there. Yeah, I think that's very respectable. I don't, like, I'm not judging it. It's just crazy.
Okay, so you have two boys, Kurt and Randy.
We thought, you know, we were going to have all boys, but then we had a little baby girl, but so we couldn't call her Gonzo. So,
understandable. That would be her being bullied for life.
Although I do call her that around the house. So, but we went with Louise.
Louise!
After Luis Gonzalez, that's so cute!
Right, so Louise is our third one.
That's clever.
That is adorable.
And sometimes I do call her Gonzo around the house. Just for fun.
I'm sure she loves that. I'm sure she loves that.
I'm sure she doesn't, but, you know.
I love that Louise is such an old lady name, too.
I love it.
They're like, why did your parents name you Louise? Oh, have I got a story for you?
Exactly, too.
Camel Country 107.9, it's Nico and Cheyenne!
Hey!
Okay, things to point out from day one of the new show.
Yeah.
We didn't get fired.
We didn't.
Yet. Well, our boss did say he wanted to see us after the show.
He did, but he also brought us burritos, so I feel...
Which is a plus.
Like, we're doing okay.
But he also forgot to give us the hot sauce.
I got hot sauce.
You got hot sauce?
Yeah, I did.
I also got hot sauce.
See, this is a sign. This is a sign. I'm doomed.
You actually didn't get hot sauce.
Let me take that back. I got a sauce.
Yeah, that's
it
true.
Was not hot.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was chopped up veggies.
But it was still really yummy. I really enjoyed it.
Well, either way, I had a blast. Thank you, Camel Nation. Thank you for all the love and support. We've gotten a ton of messages over social media. If you want to follow the show, it's Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. Radio Cheyenne.
Radio Cheyenne.
Nico on the air is my personal, which, you know, it's okay.
I don't know. I think you do a pretty decent job.
It's okay. Okay. But
I just have a lot of stuff about my kids and weightlifting. That's about it.
My social media is my family.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me. It's my 7-year-old kid and my wife, Brooklyn Dana. And that's a wrap for day one, man. Had a blast. Really appreciate you. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow with some more fun. And it's only going to get better.
Right. I feel like we crushed it day one, though.
We totally
pat
did.
Pat on the back.
All right, Camel Nation, Nico and Cheyenne out. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.